I'll shout hallelujah every day.
Glory to God. Welcome to today's episode of Hallelujah Everyday Podcast, your daily devotional and inspirational contact in Christ Jesus. I remain that voice by the corner, bringing and speaking the word of salvation. I'm your good friend and host, Pastor Leke Toba. Child of God, today we continue with the part two of the series of the prayer warfare. Remember, we are in the Ember months. The year is gradually coming to an end. It's important that we pray, as I mentioned yesterday, praying all kinds of prayers to the glory of God. Child of God, the Bible lists all kinds of prayers. There's the prayer of faith, as typified in the book of James chapter 5 and verse 15. There's prayer of agreement, also known as corporate prayer. An example of that is seen in Acts chapter 2 verses 42. There's the prayer of request, also known as the prayer of petition or supplication. That is typified in Philippians chapter 4 and verse 6. There's the prayer of thanksgiving. There's the prayer of worship. There's the prayer of consecration. Child of God, there's the prayer of intercession. And also, there's what we call praying in the spirit. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 14 and verse 15. Hallelujah. In the book of Philippians chapter 4 and verse 6, Bible says, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God." Hallelujah. In the book of Mark 11 and verses 24, Bible says, "Therefore I tell you, whatever you ask in prayer, believe that you have received it, and it will be yours." Jeremiah 33 and verse 3 says, "Call to me, and I will answer you, and show you great and mighty things which you do not know." Hallelujah. In the book of Isaiah 54, verse 15 and verse 17, Bible says, "Behold, they shall surely gather, but not by me. Whosoever shall gather together against thee shall fall for thy sake." And the Bible says, "No weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise up against thee in judgment, thou shall condemn." Hallelujah. "This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, saith the Lord." Child of God, today I need us to pray. I just gave examples of what prayer can do and the verses to support them. We pray today, you lift up your right hand as our first prayer, and you will declare it loud and clear. Say, "Let the heavens over my prayer open up in the mighty name of Jesus." I repeat that prayer number one. "Let the heavens over my prayers open up in the mighty name of Jesus." Now you take rapid fire in the remaining prayers. Prayer number two. "Whatever I use my hand to invite that is now affecting my life, let the mercy of God deliver me from them all in the name of Jesus." Prayer number two, I repeat, "Whatever I use my hand to invite that is now affecting my life, let the mercy of God deliver me from them all." Hallelujah. Amen. Prayer number three, "I soak my life and family in the blood of Jesus." Prayer number four, "Whoever has prepared a spiritual pit against me, I command in the name of Jesus, let them fall into their pit in Jesus' name." I repeat prayer number four. "Whoever has commanded a spiritual pit against me, I command in the name of Jesus, let them fall into their pit in Jesus' name." Prayer number five. "Any tongue sponsoring curses against me, against my life, against my family, against my business, dry up in the name of Jesus." Prayer number six, you will declare, "Enemies appearing as friends, wolves in sheep's clothing, be openly disgraced in Jesus' name." Prayer number seven, "Any form of divination and enchantment fashioned against me, backfire in the name of Jesus." And prayer number eight, child of God, "Any weapon of darkness prepared with my name to strike me down, let them be wasted in Jesus' name." Prayer number nine, "Hired evil prophets to curse me, let the earth open up and swallow them up in Jesus' name." And prayer number 10, child of God, "Altars where my pictures have been distributed, fire of God, scatter them in Jesus' name." Prayer number 11, you will declare, "Powers projecting evil through the air, earth, wind or fire to destroy me, O Lord, arise and waste them in Jesus' name. Prayer number 12, you will say, let the water of the wicked become poison to the wicked in the name of Jesus. And prayer number 13, you will declare, every strange battle beyond my understanding be consumed by the blood of Jesus. Prayer number 14, which is the last for today, but not the least, you will declare, sponsors of sorrow and shame against my life be openly disgraced and destroyed in Jesus' name. Make sure you deal with those 14 prayers. Put all that you can, and God will give you victory in the name of Jesus. Now I declare, whatever your case may be, let the blood of Jesus avail for you in Jesus' name. You will not be wasted. Your effort and family will not be wasted. You will not be put into sorrow in Jesus' name. I decree, child of God, that the glory of the living God that cannot be insulted by any power, let that glory overshadow your life in the name of Jesus. In the remaining part of this week, in the remaining part of this month, in the remaining part of this year, it will be victory, victory, victory all the way in the name of Jesus. The blood of Jesus cover you and your entire family. The labor of your hands will never be in vain. Blessings are yours. Promotion is yours. Testimony is yours. Mercy will speak for you in the name of the Father, the name of the Son, the name of the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Child of God, before we continue, you can feel free to check on the typed edition of this message on our Facebook page, www.facebook.com/hallelujaheveryday. You can get the message there, and of course, please subscribe and share with as many as possible. Before I bring the podcast to a close, it's happy birthday, and of course, God bless those that are born on this day. God bless your new age exceedingly and extravagantly. And for those who have wedding anniversary special occasions today, the Lord bless you. The Lord keep you rejoicing. Celebration will not cease in your life, in your family, and in all that you do in Jesus' name. May heaven grant you joy, testimonies that overshadow all situation. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Child of God, I look forward to seeing you online 12:30 noon today. Remember, it's Hallelujah Lunch Break Prayer Meeting this afternoon, 12:30 Nigeria time. Look forward to seeing you on YouTube and of course on Facebook. Just check it out, Hallelujah Every Day. God bless you and see you then. A very big thank you and appreciation to those who accord us support and of course those who share the daily podcast across many platforms. God bless you, God bless you, and God bless you. And I decree, as you put your effort, God Almighty will continue to bless you in Jesus' name. Remember, the podcast is all about the gospel of Jesus, touching lives for a positive impact and, of course, change. We never take your time for granted. We sincerely value your feedback. Have a wonderful day. In the name of the Father, the name of the Son, the name of the Holy Spirit, in Jesus' mighty name, amen, amen, and amen. Glory to God.
Connect Hallelujah Every Day with Pastor Lege Toba on WhatsApp and WeChat or call +234-8067-01-3664 or +234-80-2331-9436. Follow, like, and subscribe on Facebook, YouTube, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, SoundCloud, and lots more. Have a great day. And remember, God's miracles await you every day in Jesus' name.